This is Morning Edition on WUNC. I'm Bradley George. There's a new leader at the North Carolina Department of Transportation. Joey Hopkins has spent his entire career at DOT. Governor Roy Cooper named the Rockingham County native and NC State alum Transportation Secretary in October. I recently spoke with Hopkins at his office in downtown Raleigh, in what used to be known as the Highways Building.
I think the highways on the building is back from a time where we were Division of Highways, and now we're the Department of Transportation, and our 14, which used to be highway divisions, are transportation divisions, and we have all modes of travel. Of course, highways is the main one, like you said, Bradley, but we have ferry division, we have rail division, aviation division, and what we call integrated mobility division, which is bike and ped and transit. So we have all those, and we promote all modes of travel. And it's important to us to try to be a transportation agency that is available for all users and people of all types of needs and wants.
Speaking of that, you have billions of dollars coming in thanks to the bipartisan infrastructure law. How is some of that money already being put to use here in North Carolina?
Yeah, the bipartisan infrastructure law has been a great benefit to the department. Historically, we get somewhere just over $1 billion, between $1 and $1.5 billion in federal dollars coming to North Carolina every year. And through the bipartisan infrastructure law, we got an increase of about 20% on most of our capital programs and another 30% on our transit programs. So that's been a great benefit to us. We've been able to help buy new buses for transit fleets across the state. We've been able to keep other projects on schedule, our capital projects through our capital program. And you see it all across the state, and whether there's highway expansion or sidewalk projects or traffic signals, we're putting that money to good use all across the state.
So as you're getting this money, though, everybody's dealing with inflation. And certainly when you think about raw materials that you need for construction, steel, concrete, gravel, pavement, et cetera, those things cost more. How are you able to kind of balance the inflationary pressure of dealing with that situation with the fact that you do have this additional funding for these projects?
That's something that, of course, we're dealing with like everybody is across the country and even the world. Since COVID hit, there's a lot of issues with the supply chain. There's a lot of issues now with what people are calling the Great Resignation and having enough manpower to not only in-house manpower, but also with our contractors and consultants that do work with us, filling that. And so one thing we've been able to do with the funding from the bipartisan infrastructure law and additional funding that our own state legislature has granted us, we are now recipients of a portion of the sales tax that goes into our program. That's helped us to offset some of those inflationary challenges that we've seen and not delay projects as much as we were having to because of that. There still have been some delays overall, but we've been able to keep the most important projects on schedule and keep them pushing forward.
You mentioned staffing issues, and I spoke to one of your HR people a couple months ago for a story. You launched this apprenticeship program in your different division offices to kind of help with some of these staffing issues. How's that been going so far?
So overall, we're struggling to get our vacancy rate down. Our vacancy rate right now is hovering around 21%. Our turnover rate's still pretty high, but we are seeing an uptick in applications that we're receiving for job postings, and we've got people out. I think the numbers that I've seen, we've hired over 500 people since July within the department to help offset some retirements and people going to other jobs. We've got two great programs that we're working with our historically black colleges and universities and also our minority serving universities. One is an internship program where we hire summer interns. Another is a fellow program where we hire recent graduates of those universities and bring them onto a two-year program with the department. We've had, I think the number is over 25 recruitment events. This year, our HR office is being more focused on recruiting, where before we would go to these different job fairs that universities and other people have. Now we're going to the departments that are having specific job fairs, like as an example, civil engineering job fair, to be more of a direct recruiting effort there. And we're being successful. We're just not seeing the numbers change a lot in the short term.
DMV is part of DOT, and there have been some challenges, particularly in the Triangle, with wait times at DMV offices. I know DMV is trying to work to bring those wait times down. Has there been any progress on that? Any updates on that?
Yeah, wait times is something we struggle with. The bigger issue is the number of transactions that we have to do. We have done some changes, and we're continuing to look for ways to improve. Some things we've done, we've extended office hours at many of our offices in the urban areas. So now we're opening at 7 a.m. at over 40 of our 115 offices. We also offer some Saturday hours. I would also encourage people to look and see if they can do their transaction online. And if you don't know, you can always call our 877 number to find out whether you can do something online or not to get help with that.
So you're somebody who spent your entire career in this agency. When you started out 30-some years ago, did you ever think, number one, that you were going to stay with DOT, and number two, that you would actually be leading this organization?
No, I never had a dream of that type. I look back on my career, and I actually started when I was still in college as a temporary. You know, at the time, I was just trying to pay the bills and get a job to help do that, something I like doing, and I loved it so much. This has become my family, you know, and I've had career goals over the years. Some of those I have met, some others I have not. But even in the recent, you know, past, I never dreamed I would be Secretary of Transportation, and I'm proud to be a leader of this organization and be part of this team.
Joey Hopkins, I appreciate talking to you today. Thank you very much.
Yeah, you're welcome. Thanks for having me.